Hello and good morning to my bathroom. It's Paul O'Mahony speaking and I'm getting ready for work. Now I'm going to talk to you as I shave because it would be an interesting thing to do and I've never done it before. I'm talking today in preparation for a piece of work I'm going to do at the University Concert Hall in Limerick. The University Concert Hall in Limerick has existed for 17 years and today they've asked me to come and join them in order to have a discussion with them about the future and about why does the University Concert Hall exist and big kind of questions about those sort of things. And I'm the facilitator. Now, my big challenge as a facilitator, oh, by the way, I'm actually shaving as I speak to you. So if I seem very far away, this is partly an experiment to know how effectively the iPhone picks up the audio from the distance of about 2 feet. But I'm shaving away and I just come out of the shower and I'm trying to empty my mind of all preconceptions I have about the group of people I'm going to meet. Because for me as a facilitator, going to work with a group of people, the hard work of preparation is the job of emptying my mind of any thoughts I might have had in the past about the place, the people, its reputation, even what I might like to turn the concert hall into. I basically have to try to unlearn everything anyone's told me. The water going up on face, nice and hot. I have a client who's the director, if you like, of the concert hall, and he's asked me to help the concert hall think about its role, and I have to unthink anything I have experienced in the past in order to attend fully and totally to the people in the room. I'll only know a few of them. There'll be the vast majority of them I never met before. And the work of a facilitator, as far as I'm concerned, is all about emptying the mind. What I'll say when I get there, I haven't a clue. How I'll begin, I don't know. It'll depend very much on the look in the eyes and tone of voice of the people that I meet and what comes out of me. But the key thing will be to build some sort of rapport with the people at the beginning so that I, the outsider, can be regarded as a resource. So, okay, look, I'll say a little bit more in the car as I'm driving down there, but that's a kind of a bathroom shave. Getting ready, got to throw some clothes on quickly now. It's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.